Welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Hello, hello, and Happy New Year, the first Friday in 2023. Welcome to Follow Me Friday. Today, I wanted to share with you that I have created a different idea for 2023. Rather than creating a resolution of what I was going to do and make a final outcome, I decided to choose a word for the year. I've heard people do this before, but I never really paid attention. And I did this completely on my own. I didn't do it because other people are doing it. And I came up with this word because of what I did from January 2022 to December 2022. And this word for my 2023 is consistency. I chose this word because it will work all 365 days of the year for me. Consistency. That word will connect with every single day. For you, that word may be something different if you choose a word. Consistency in doing what you want to do to reach your final outcome. That's what my word is. So my journey from January 2022 to December 2022, I started a program with JKS Yoga and Coaching. I was following Jennifer on social media during 2020, watching her transformation. So I messaged her. I said, "What are you doing? You already looked amazing. You already looked happy. You already looked successful. What are you doing? You just keep posting about how amazing things are for you, how these changes are happening." And so I joined her program, and it's a 10 habits that we started to incorporate into our life practice. And these 10 habits are not easy to take on. It's a one-year program, and for me to join a one-year program to commit to something is scary. But I wasn't committing to my coach. I was being accountable to my coach. I wasn't committing to the group. I was committing to myself. I was committing to myself. I needed to make a commitment and stick with that commitment. Am I going to say this was an easy road? No, it was not. The first quarter, I struggled. I struggled. I said, there's no way I can make these changes. I was actually going in with denial. Even though I signed up and committed myself, I would show up every week to our coaching calls. I was consistent about showing up. Was I consistent about doing the homework? No. But as I continued doing it, I would be given another chance, another chance, another chance. I was like, wait a minute, why am I part of this? Why am I doing this? What is the final outcome that I'm looking for? I created the final outcome for myself, but what I was doing while I was practicing and changing these habits and adding new and healthy habits into my life practice, mental, physical, everything, I wasn't thinking about my final outcome. I was thinking about just making it through the day. So the thing is, we're always pushing, 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 looking for that final outcome, that final destination. When we get there, then I'm going to be happy. But that's not true. The consistency part is we're creating a new habit, learning that this is what's going to be our life practice. As long as we continue to do this, even when we reach our final outcome, we'll be able to maintain it. The hardest part is maintaining whatever your goal was. If you wanted to change a habit and you worked hard, worked hard, worked hard, and got to that change, and then you went back to your old habits, do you expect to stay the same in this outcome? Absolutely not. That was the key, the consistency. I stopped looking at what I was trying to reach. I just continuously was consistent on staying on track with whatever habit change I was trying to do. Stopping to look at that outcome making tiny, tiny changes and staying consistent with those tiny changes week by week, quarter by quarter. It even started day by day, even hour by hour. Am I saying this was easy? No. Nothing is easy for anybody when we're trying to make a change. But then once we figure it out and we're consistent with it, it becomes a habit and it becomes comfortable. So just think about it. All the actions that you take today are going to create your tomorrow. So every action that you take is a vote to create that final outcome, that final decision destination. Okay? So every action you take is a vote to reach that goal. So before you take an action, think about it. Does it match my values? Is it going to help me reach to my final goal? What is it that I'm doing? Or is it going to take me back? So stop and take a mindful breath and just think, what am I about to do? Is it going to help me reach my final outcome? Don't make it difficult. Make tiny changes. Your outcome can be huge. You can look 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You can write down those outcomes. That's okay. But how do you create the actions, the habits, the steps to get to that outcome? Let's think about it this way. If you were trying to build a house, how do you build the house? Do you start putting the frame up and the roof up? Do you start with the roof on the house first? No, we start with the foundation, and we want our foundation to be stable and strong. And then we start to build the frame, and then we start to add things on, and then the roof comes on, etc. So what do we need to do before we build the house? We need to have blueprints. We need to have a plan. So the plan is the journey of how you get to your destination. It's the method, the steps that you take. I need to dig the ground first, and then put the frame around, and then pour the foundation for the home. I'm not a builder. I might be missing some steps, but the point is, in my life practice, I know what I want. I know my final outcome. That's my final outcome. I want to be there. I want to be stronger. I want to be physically stronger, mentally stronger, confident. Consistency, consistency, consistency was my magic word. Consistency. I fell off the wagon many times during the year of 2022. I did, but then I got right back on. The hardest part is to show up first and get back on the wagon. Once you get on there, it starts to become normal, a normal part of your life. Any habit that we have created, it was hard for us to even start. That first step is hard. Get through that and promise yourself to be consistent. Don't, again, be overwhelming about it. Don't say, I'm going to go to the gym 7 days a week. No, let's be realistic. Think about your schedule. Be realistic. If you can only get to the gym 3 days a week, then so be it. Be 3 days a week, whatever it is. Give yourself some grace. And as you build that habit, you're going to start to want to do more. You're going to actually make it a priority. So think about it. Making yourself a priority first is important. If you don't fill yourself up first with all the energy and love, you will not have it available to give to others. So we need to start by being happy with ourselves. And for me, my 2023 word is consistency. I invite you to think of a word that you can use for 365 days until December 31st, 2023. Fall off the wagon, it's okay, jump back on. Get an accountability partner. Maybe even, you know, put a bet on yourself. Tell your friend, I'm gonna give you $1,000 if I don't commit to this and do this. Something, whatever it is, the incentive that works for you. I invite you to think of something that will work for you to get to your final outcome. Again, remember, every action you take is a vote for your final outcome. It's either going to move you forward towards your final outcome or roll you back. Think about what you do before you do it. Think about a word that will help you keep going. Consistency for me worked with JKS yoga and coaching. I lost 12 plus pounds. Didn't expect that. I didn't expect that at all. It was slow, but I say slow and steady wins the race, and there's something to say about that. And now the hard part is consistency. I've built strength. Being consistent with my yoga, being consistent with my strength training, being consistent with my eating habits, being consistent with my social habits, everything. It's made a huge difference. And I can't tell you how happy I am. If you guys have any questions and would like to learn more about how to build a consistent program for yourself, something that works best for you, I invite you to come chat with me. My name is Madhavi. I am the Chief Motivating Officer of Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. I would love for you to join one of my yoga programs or even my coaching programs. Until next time, you all have a wonderful, wonderful day and a wonderful 2023. And I'll talk to you guys soon. And bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Prana Health, Wellness, and Yoga. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you won't miss any upcoming episodes. Also, if you'd like to follow me on Facebook, I have a private group called Living Healthy, Living Well, giving tips and tricks for a healthy lifestyle. If you would also like to learn more about my coaching sessions, group, individual, and yoga sessions, group and private, visit my website, www.pranahealthpc.com. All of these will be in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.